Hello, it's Minisode 11, and this time we're going to be making up our own Disney park. We did this a while ago with like a normal park, which you designed, didn't you? And so we thought it'd be good to do it with a Disney park because, I mean, there's so much more stuff you could do. So, and you know, it's the dream. So yeah, basically Harry has no idea what's going on and I'm just going to tell him what I'd want if I was able to make a Disney park myself. I mean, the first one I'm going to say, we've talked about many times, even on the podcast. Guess what it is? Yes. I don't know why this is not a thing already.
Yeah.
Literally how? Pocahontas has a river.
Yeah, you just need to build Splash Mountain, but as Pocahontas.
Yeah, like I don't know why it's not a thing. And also, just going into this whole thing, why don't they do themed areas that are like the classic Disney films? Or like the 90s films?
Oh, it's because no one cares.
No one cares? Are you joking? These are all the remakes they're doing, that they're selling out. Well,
yeah, now they might start to care.
Everybody already cares. People our age already care.
I don't know. I guess it's partially to do with, yeah, maybe people have forgotten about them. But then also, how easy is it to make a whole themed area from this one IP or one film, you know?
Very easy, mate. Extremely easy.
Well, with what? What, with Pocahontas?
I have many ideas that I'm about to tell you about.
Yeah, I like to hear them.
Pocahontas is a bit tricky because other than the river, there's not a lot else to go off.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
But the log flume would be amazing.
It would be cool. Would you just have what would be the story?
I'll tell you what you could have, right? Is a hill with her stood on it with the like some kind of fan blowing on her constantly so her hair's always going.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because that's the classic shot of her like stood on the top of the hill with her hair blowing and the river's underneath her. So you could have like some kind of figure there. And then the log flume goes past it kind of thing. And you could have like, you know how you always want log flumes of stuff to look at when you're going around on the floor?
Yeah.
You could have like her little sidekicks with like a little seam of them, you know, the little raccoon.
You'd have to try and tell a story with it.
Yeah, yeah. But you could just have like John there and the evil guy like making everyone dig stuff. Just take like bits from the film like they normally do. So it's basically like one of those dark rides but outside. Do you know what I mean? Like Snow White or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's my first idea. It's the classic Pocahontas log flume.
Yep.
And then I think we've spoken about this before, a Tangled drop tower.
Right, yeah.
So I know that somebody said one of the Disney parks already has a tower from Tangled, literally just randomly there, like there's just a tiny little area. Disrespectful. And so what they could do is just make it into a drop tower. You could even like sit on the outside of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so have the pole in the middle just themed to the tower and drop the drop tower's going up and down.
Very family centric.
Yeah, but this is my park, man.
Okay.
This is my park.
All right. How big are you talking?
Not that big. Like the one at Thorpe Park. But then the tower that the thing is on is themed to like Rapunzel's tower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you with?
I am.
So is that. Another drop tower idea I had was the Hunchback one. You could have a little Quasimodo at the top.
What, falling off Notre Dame?
Yeah, yeah. But you could have like the seats in front of it like in a row.
That sounds like a lot of hassle.
What do you mean?
You have to make the facade of Notre Dame.
Yeah. They've made the castle.
I don't know how well Notre Dame would fit into a drop tower.
It'd be great. what else is here? The classic one is when in Emperor's New Groove, you've seen that recently, right?
Right.
Do you remember?
Bit with the waterfall. Or the actual ride.
So the ride they actually go on. So it's like Kronk and what's the woman called?
Yeah.
The evil woman. They literally go on a roller coaster. And we've always said, why didn't they just make that ride?
Because it wouldn't be very good.
It would be so good. And it'd be so funny. Because they say something at the start like, please keep your hands inside the vehicle. And it's like Kronk's voice or something. So they could have that playing. It'd be amazing.
It'd be all right as a smaller like side addition. Not one of the flagship.
Yeah, like a kid. It'd have to be like a kiddie ride.
Yeah, but something smaller.
Yeah.
It'd be better, yeah.
But it'd be really funny. And then I had the idea of, do you remember Gardaland? There was that water ride.
Which one?
The one where it's a roller coaster, but it's also in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that called? Like, what's that type of ride called?
Yeah, it's just a water coaster, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like one of those, and then themed to Moana.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have, like, do you know those, like, really cool animatronic they have now?
Yes.
Do they work outside?
No.
No. Oh, good. Well, you need, like, a Moana figure with some kind of, like, water fountain where the water, like, moves. So, you know, in the film where she, like, controls the water, or the water, like, moves to her?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like.
Yeah, you just have to do it all indoors.
Well, I don't know. You could just have a statue of her and then, like, have the water shoot out in some way.
Yeah, it's not very Disney.
Yeah, but Disney's just all inside anyway.
This is true.
Isn't it? I don't like that, though. Oh, here's one you might like. So, Tarzan, right?
Yep.
See, where's all the Tarzan stuff? It's an absolute classic film. So,
what can you make out of Tarzan?
I'm about to tell you, Harry. We're going to have a forest.
Mm-hmm.
Like a jungle. Is it a jungle that he's in? I don't know. Jungle. Swinging people. And then a launch coaster in the jungle.
Okay.
No response.
It doesn't make sense. Yeah? Why would... What?
Why not?
Why a launch coaster?
Because he, like, flies through the trees. Because he's in the jungle. So it's like you're Tarzan because you're being launched through the jungle.
Okay.
Do you not like that?
No, I think you could pull off better launch coaster ideas.
Okay, what IP do you want then? Cars.
I mean, yeah, they've already got cars though, where you actually sit in a car, which makes a lot more sense than a normal roller coaster.
Incredibles. Oh, I'll tell you what you could have. Oh my God, I've just had the most amazing idea. Incredibles 2. You know, she gets a motorbike.
Yep.
Get one of those motorbike rides.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
You can do that instead of Tron.
Yeah, you could have the Elastigirl motorbike.
Yeah. They already have Incredicoaster, but it's garbage.
Oh.
It was a reboot of an old ride.
Oh.
It is a launch coaster, but it's not very good. Not very well done.
Got it. I'm trying to think what else you could do for a launch.
Yeah, you need a film where there's always... There's
oh my God, Aladdin, his carpet. That would be funny.
Potentially. I feel like Aladdin would be better if it wasn't a coaster and you managed to bake
in
some sort of...
flat rides they have.
Well, no. You managed to bake in some sort of floating aspect to this dart ride, you know?
Right.
You can... There's robo arms where you have, like, four seats connected to a robot arm. And the robot arm swings around and it travels.
So like you could have at Blackpool or wherever it was.
What do you mean, what? Blackpool?
There's like a place with like a fun fair and then there's an indoor bit.
Yeah, with the robot
arm. And there's a robo arm thing there.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. But imagine the robo arm can move along a route and do the thing. So you could put a carpet at the end of it and then...
Play a whole new world.
Well, yeah, but you could have... You know, you're on this carpet going through scenes and in one of them, you're flying.
Yeah.
That would
like
be cool.
Like the Peter Pan ride, but better.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that would be. That's all the rides I had.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some other ideas. You know, at Legoland, they have that, like, water park area.
Yes.
Where you can, like, all the kids run around, there's, like, stuff to play on. They don't do that at Disney, do they?
Not to such a grand degree, usually.
Okay. That's what I'd like to do.
Uh-huh.
But like with all these Finding Nemo stuff everywhere.
Right.
So like Giant of the Octopus.
That sounds terrifying.
No, it doesn't. It'd be well cute. Why?
What,
why
just like
terrifying?
A splash area with all Nemo stuff.
Yeah,
around.
Nemo stuff.
Yeah, it sounds terrifying.
Yeah, we need more Nemo.
To make them life size would be very scary.
Yeah, but if you made them real size, they'd be tiny.
Well, yeah, but you have to find some... Happy medium.
Okay. There'd be little fish. And then for restaurants, I don't know if they already have this. They have good restaurants, I'll give them that, because they have like the Ratatouille one, don't they? Where it's like the restaurant in the film.
Yes. That's connected to part of the ride.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if they already have a Beauty and the Beast one. Do you know?
No, there is one being built somewhere in Asia.
No way.
Yeah.
They need to make it like
it's a track start ride with Beauty and the Beast.
Like Be Our Guest style.
With what?
That they need to have it like Be Our Guest style.
Well, I don't know if that's one of the scenes. They have one of the ballroom scene.
Okay.
Where you're actually dancing with other people. Like, because they're all trackless, but they interact, right?
Okay.
So they're all like dancing together, I think, if I can remember.
Wait, but this is not a restaurant, right?
No, sorry. The restaurant's about the ride. The end. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if there's restaurants. Sorry, I thought we were talking about restaurants.
Oh, no. A restaurant. You know, like in Be Our Guest.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. They need to do that.
Mm. Well, yeah, no, the ride would be a prime place to do it.
Yeah, they could add it on really easily. That'd be well cool. And yeah, that's all I have, basically.
That's all you have. That's a bit rubbish, mate. What are you doing?
What do you mean? What you think of one then?
Nah.
Nah. It's hard because a lot of stuff, like, doesn't go.
Mm.
There's a ton of, like, IPs you could do for themed areas, but they just don't bother.
Well, yeah, you got to think about how easy it is to theme stuff towards that.
Yeah.
Like, they like their Marvel sections now because it's just so easy to make a ride themed to Spider-Man or Iron Man or whatever.
Yeah, because it's boring. You just put their logo on it and you're like, bye, we're done.
It's not boring. It's just flexible. There's a lot you can do with it, whereas some other rides... You know, what could you feasibly do with it? Like Lion King, what kind of ride, other than some sort of safari ride, could you really do with it? You know, that's what you got to think about. And that's what they think about all the time.
Mm.
And then also it's stuff like, well, some of these brands are a lot bigger than others. You know, Star Wars, Frozen, Marvel. And they're just trying to use the biggest brands they got to compete, you know?
Yeah, but I think they just underestimate how much people like the old stuff.
Yeah, but...
I don't know why they never used any of it.
It's Disney. They don't actually care.
Well, they should.
Well, they don't. It's just what can make us the most money, yeah?
Yeah, but it's upsetting because then you bring in stuff like Frozen.
Well, yeah, but this is it. Frozen resonates with kids and it makes money, so they build it.
Yeah.
Star Wars is such an iconic brand, so they build it. But to be fair, the Star Wars lands are very cool.
Yeah, they are.
And those are examples of IPs that have been taken and used very well to create proper experiences, not, you know, crappy little additions like Incredicoaster or stuff like that. Sometimes Disney do it really well, and sometimes they do it so badly that it shouldn't have ever been considered, you know?
Yeah, but if they're doing it badly, it's because they're not trying.
Exactly.
Which is upsetting.
So that's what you need in your Disney park. You need to try all the time.
Well, I would be, though.
You need to think about the guests and the experience on every ride. You know?
Let's go through some of the things other people said. Alex says, just a Lady in the Tramp restaurant where it's set in a little back alley at night, similar to the Pirates ones where it's fully enclosed. That is a good idea.
Yeah.
That would be so cute.
Your back alley would have to be massive.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and you could have the guy like coming out, the chef guy.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
That'd be cool. Jamie says Tron everything. Each coaster is light cycle themed. You drink neon liquid and eat bright neon food colored stuff. Disc war show. Throw in a Zootopia ride that's really out of place to annoy the hardcore Disney fans. Yay!
See, this is Tron's an example of a ride that is very. I don't know. It doesn't seem like an IP that's a particularly good or relevant choice.
Who is liking Tron?
Yeah, but have you seen the Literally ride? It who? Looks so good.
Yeah,
it looks
no
so
one,
cool.
No one cares about Tron. It just looks cool. No,
but it's a perfect, like, you got to think, it's the perfect thing for like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get it right.
Yeah.
And they nailed it. It's, oh, man, I really want to ride it.
Tron is great as a theme, but no one cares about the film, do they?
I don't think so.
I hope not. How do you feel about Zootopia, mate?
It's good. I don't know what kind of ride you'd be able to build out of Zootopia.
Aren't they doing one, though? Or is it just an area in Japan?
I'm not sure. I'm not actually sure.
Chandler says, I want a Phineas and Ferb land with a dark ride and roller coaster. Possibly some other flat rides.
That'd be cool.
Gravity Falls land with a dark ride and mystery shack, both at lands in an Islands of Adventure style park.
Yeah, this is it. Like, a lot of the Disney parks just aren't well suited for these kind of additions.
Yeah.
You know, if you built a whole land that was like just films and IPs and all of that, then it would be a bit more suited towards it, you know. Like you were, I mean, I guess that's what the Hollywood brands are, or the Hollywood parks are meant to be. To some sort of degree that you're in the films, you know, you're in the movies, but they're all just crap.
Yeah.
So, don't know. Well, they are. They're all underdeveloped to hell.
Yeah.
You've seen Paris is one. The others aren't much better, allegedly.
See, they need to add more stuff into there.
Well, they are, aren't they? Paris is getting Marvel, Frozen, and Star Wars.
Yep.
Smaller version of every single one, obviously, because this is Paris we're talking about. But, hey-ho.
Suicide Squad says, you're like this. Banish all Marvel and Star Wars themed attractions in the Disney park. If you're making studios too, you can put it in there as new rides and not re-themes of already existing rides.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. I guess the, yeah. I don't even, what? Is Star Wars in the main parks? Didn't know that. If it, oh no, it isn't. I don't know. I think it's in the Hollywood Studios park. What's the guy saying?
He's saying banish them all from the Disney park.
What, put them in?
Put them in studios.
Well, it is in the studios.
Yeah, but I think he's basically agreeing that that's where they should be.
Well, it's in the studios park for World, not Land.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I agree with that. It doesn't make sense to put them in the main parks. The main parks are never about that, are they?
No.
I don't even know what the main parks are about anymore. It's like, I don't know. I feel like Disney has started to make a progression between or from being a theme park that offers its own discrete experiences to a way that you could immerse yourselves in every IP that Disney has.
Yeah.
Which is nothing wrong with that. Like, Universal do that to a T as well. But it's odd.
Amusement Park News Worldwide says RMC Giga Trex with Pirates of the Caribbean theme.
Ugh.
Also, no Marvel themes and a huge projection, fire, light and laser show on the big station building in the Pirates area. This person loves Pirates.
Yeah. Here's an opinion for that person. I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean. It's boring.
What? Pirates of the Caribbean is amazing. End of story.
You remember when I went on it? I was disappointed.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean ride is rubbish, but as
yeah.
a theme,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, the ride. That's what I mean. The ride.
Oh,
the
yeah,
ride.
The ride's rubbish. Yeah.
The film's good.
Yeah, but yeah, what he's saying is make it better, basically.
Yeah, but why would you have like a water coaster, no?
Yeah.
Not like a coaster coaster, but a massive water coaster.
Yeah, water coaster.
He wants a big coaster coaster.
Oh. Have both.
No, I don't have both. You can't have a massive, giant coaster at Disneyland. That's not how it works.
Yeah, you can. In my Disneyland, you can.
Sure.
Disneyland Zoe.
Right.
Tony says, Intamin Multi-Launch Space Mountain. What does that mean?
Well, they want...
What is Space Mountain at the moment?
Just a Vekoma thing.
So basically a good version of Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree.
It'd be cool. Inside of one of the domes or whatever. Yeah, I think it'd be cool.
I agree.
Be like whizzing around.
Yeah. Baring says, a version of the classic Haunted Mansion, but using the trackless ride system. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know.
You're not enthusiastic enough, mate.
Haunted Mansion's just too generic.
Yeah, but isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about that.
Do you have any other ideas, Harry?
What IPs does he have that are good?
That are good.
It's hard. I'd like to see more water rides at Disney parks.
Yeah, definitely. Especially as they're in like Florida and that, where it's really hot.
Hmm. I think water coasters would be a nice mix of two if they do it well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they're very easy to bake in dark ride sections. Then you just have them, you know, like plummet down.
Mm-hmm.
Or they do a spiral, then plummet down. So, Little Mermaid water coaster when?
Yeah. And it's got to be Moana though, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd like to see more water coasters.
Mm. Let us know what other ideas you have, because it's very interesting to me. Yeah, just tweet us at CBR Podcast. You know the drill.